I am Robin Salcido and the host of Women Words Wisdom, as well as the editor of the website Our Stories Today. Welcome. Barb Teckel was featured on an earlier conversation episode, Connection and Growth Through Our Pets. Barb offered me a complimentary oracle reading, and I decided to take her up on it because why not? I thought you might be curious too, so we recorded the session. Barb is a wonderful guide, which I think you will discover when you listen in. You can learn more about Barb and her work at joyfulpaws.com, and pause is spelled P-A-W-S. This will be in the show notes. Welcome, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
All right. Thanks, Robin, so much for your willingness to record this oracle reading and experience an oracle reading, because you've never had one before, right?
I've never had one, and I'm so excited and curious. Very curious.
Oh, awesome. Curiosity is the best thing to bring to an oracle reading. So I love that you said that. That's cool. So I thought I would just give a little context for those that have never had an oracle reading before to understand what oracles are and how they help us in our lives. So oracles actually go way back. I mean, it's very ancient wisdom. And you can think of oracles as signs or symbols, and they're also synchronicities that happen in your everyday lives, which I'm sure we can all say we've had those things happen. But the more that we become aware of oracles, and at the same time, remembering our connection with source, however you define source, along with connection with our higher self, the more oracles are going to appear in your life as guides to help you. So my personal experience with oracles, some of my biggest oracles have been animals, like we talked about on your radio program, what was it, a month or so ago?
Yep.
And also, what I learned from the animals, they're still some of my biggest oracle guides. They led me to working with oracle cards. And oracles are kind of a way of looking at, it's all energy. And energy is always guiding us. So oracle cards along with animals have helped me tap into my inner wisdom to start to trust my intuition. And to trust that what I'm sensing, what I'm feeling, perhaps images that I have in my mind are there to serve a purpose to help guide me along in my life's path. So what's really cool to think about with like an oracle reading is that we are stories in motion. We're constantly in motion. And we always have the opportunity when we feel stuck or something doesn't feel right, and paying attention to what doesn't feel right, to course correct. So having an oracle reading is kind of doing that. It's showing you where you may be stuck in your story and then how to make changes to course correct and move forward. Now, some oracle readers will do readings as a prediction, but many people are moving away from that because you really can't predict. I can't predict the future. I'm not a psychic. But I do the readings more as prescription.
Okay.
And it's also like a conversation between you and me. Mm-hmm. So the more that you participate in the conversation, that my whole goal of this is to empower you to bring that insight up from inside of you. Because I've personally found an experience that when I feel it and own it and understand it, it sticks.
That is so true.
Yeah.
I like what you said about the intuition coming up because, I like that. That's, I think, pretty powerful.
And so many times our intuition is blocked. And then when we talk about oracles, you know, these are signs and symbols that show up in our life that are trying to help us unlock that intuition.
Okay.
Because our analytical minds are really powerful.
Yeah.
Really, really powerful. So we're going to pull, we're going to pull three cards today from the Wisdom of the Oracle deck.
Okay.
And then we're going to pull one animal card because that's sort of my signature piece at the end, because that'll be your animal guide. So I'm going to share my insight as we pull the cards. And we already formed the question before we started the recording today. And as I pull each card, I'm going to share what I'm getting from the card. I'm going to ask you what resonates with that card. And then I might refer to the guidebook if I feel called to, because sometimes there's a sentence or a word, and I'm going to ask you to listen for that if we do that, because there's usually some more insight that'll come from that.
Okay.
And then we'll just allow it to unfold as it's supposed to. So before we began, we did do a meditation, and we formed the question from the intake form that I sent you. And so we're going to work with three cards today. But first, I'm going to ask you if any questions before we start. Any?
No, I think the only one, when you pull a card, is it just a random, like you just, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to shuffle the cards. So I think what would be good is I'm going to first share the question that we formulated. Mm-hmm. And so the question is that you would like to know, what is it that you need to know about your need to make a difference in the world, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So we are going to look at that question with three different cards. And this spread is, what is the story? How am I telling it? And then how can I shift the narrative?
Okay.
So what is the story behind my need to make a difference? What is that story about?
Okay. My curiosity is high.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. And I, you know, when you bring curiosity to it, it kind of takes the pressure off too. Mm-hmm. Because this is really just a roadmap. The cards are a roadmap to help you, you know, and it's, yeah, I don't want to say any more than what I just said. I almost said more than I wanted to say because I want the cards to reveal it.
And I'm curious too, because that's, I think, one of the reasons, you know, I write, but I also keep a journal. You know, I write in a journal, which is what I don't share. And often it sounds very similar in the sense that I'll write and then I'll look back and I'll be like, oh, everything was right there and I didn't even see it.
Wow. Yeah. The unseen.
Yeah.
So what is it you need to know about your need to make a difference? And this is, what is the story? So I'm going to just at randomly, I'm going to pull a card.
Okay.
Interesting. So this card, I'm going to show it to, I pulled it upside down.
Okay.
Which in a lot of decks, they say it's reverse, but in this deck, the way the author created it, is it's called a protection card.
Okay.
So let me share what that means first. It's the protection card just means this is an extra nudge and a big hug from spirit.
Wow.
So this is usually a challenging one for you to really give some thought to. So it is all that glitters.
Oh, okay.
And it's number 16. And you can see it's like on a big hill of little gold nuggets and these two masks. So what is it you need to know about making a difference? So again, this is in the protection mode. And my immediate sense when I think about your question and I look at this, what is the story and your need to make a difference, what's standing out for me are the masks. Interesting, we're going through that in 2020 with the mask issue too.
Yeah.
So as you can see in the top of the card too, you'll see a little face, which is spirit.
Okay.
Watching over you. So it's I'm sensing this card as it has something to do with the mask that you may be afraid to take off.
Wow. Okay. Can I talk?
Yeah.
No, I think
this is great. No. So I'm going to say to you, you know, what just that little piece resonates for you right now?
Huge. And it makes me a little emotional. So, I literally just wrote about this, an experience I had in Ghana where it was very uncomfortable for me. I'll get just that little, And what I have come to realize, this was in 2013 that I went. So we're 7 years later, and I'm still processing. And what it evolved around were women. Meeting women in Ghana, the northern part of Ghana, in Bolgatanga. I was there to document my friend's nonprofit work, and feeling so, before I went, I thought I was authentic and real, and I don't even know what other words are the touchstone words a lot of us use. But while I was there, I realized, those women were real, and I was hiding behind something, frightened of something, in actuality, showing my real self. I mean, to the point where I was so moved by a certain circle these women had to welcome us that I kept my tears from coming out, but they were very free in their emotions. So I don't know what that means, but it's very interesting that this would be a card, because I've been pondering that quite a bit over the past few weeks. What is really happening? What is it? I don't want it to sound in a negative way, but feeling like, am I really there? Am I really,
am I really being who I thought?
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Am I still protecting myself? Am I, and what, and if so, from what? What am I? That's Bingo. A big thing. Yeah.
Bingo. Okay. That's perfect, Robin. And I just want to say too, in regards to the emotion that comes up, I see this all the time, and I see it with myself as well. We try to hold that emotion in.
Yep.
And we have to begin to let that go. We have to begin to open that. There's something within there to be healed. So when the emotion comes, instead of like trying to suppress it and shove it back down, it's a gift. This is a gift. You'd be given this gift of opportunity to heal whatever that is. So when we talked earlier to form the question around, you know, what is it about your need to make a difference? One of the things that you brought up was what it means to be successful.
Yeah.
And we went into the whole discussion about patriarchal, it being forced, that does not feel authentic to you.
No, it never has, but I think I still try to conform to that.
Right.
You know, as I mentioned to you, the work that I do, and I'm talking, you know, immediate family even, you know, you really should get a job.
Yeah.
You should have a job. And, you know, the one time that I had the most power in that and the most respect and pride, I think, from people that meant a lot to me was when I had a job and everyone was so excited about my office. I had a really cool office.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not my life right now.
Right.
So part of me, I think, is still, I mean, obviously the fact that I'm thinking of it at this moment, and we're talking about when I was in my 20s.
Yeah. So I'm going to key in on something there in regards to the masks. So your family and maybe outside influencers, that made you feel good that they approved of that office job.
Yes.
So when we're looking at what is the story and we're looking at the masks, I'm just sensing, and obviously I have a little more insight because we did talk earlier. There's this fear perhaps about taking that mask off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if you are you're putting yourself all out there no matter what anybody says. And that can mm-hmm. feel really scary, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So we know now what the story is this fear, I'm going to ask you, is there a fear of rejection?
Oh, definitely.
Or judgment?
Yes.
So there we go. Now we have the story of if you just follow your heart to do what you want to do to make yourself feel good about making a difference. But what's blocking you is they may not value that.
Dead on. Bingo. Tears. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's pull the next card about how are you telling this story? So this is, you know, when we do these readings, it's really about trying to hone in on a repeat pattern.
Right.
And once we become aware of that pattern is when we can begin to shift it.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't happen overnight. It's work. Mm-hmm. It's inner work. And right. I love that you journal, because that's a great thing to do. And I'll share share a tip at the end in regards to the cards and journaling.
Okay.
To take forward. So the story, we have the story, and how are you telling it? How are you currently telling it? Which I think you already pretty much really, you said quite a bit, which is good, but let's see what the card also has to say that can help. I'm just really feeling this one. So, ooh, like it. Flexible.
That's beautiful.
So I wish I was that flexible.
I know, I do too. Not even when I was young.
Yeah. So we have this woman on an egg. An egg always represents new birth.
Okay.
A new beginning, you know, birthing something new into the world. So I got to just think about this. Sometimes I have to really look at this. So what is it I need to know about my need to make a difference? So we know your story is that you fear rejection or judgment if you go forward with what you really want to do and take that mask off. You know, I'm seeing flexible as how am I telling it? I'm almost feeling like you may perhaps be flexing. It's like, oh, how do I say this? Oh, I gotta find the words. It's in my head. Okay, come on out. So in being flexible, it's almost like flexible here isn't a good thing, because you're flexing to what you think your family wants. Mm-hmm. And then you're remaining rigid over here because your needs aren't getting met of what you know in your heart would make you feel good about making a difference. Does that make sense?
It does. It makes a lot of sense, actually, because it's when we were talking even about the previous one, and you said the word held back. And I started to really see, not quite that, I didn't see that image, but the word rigid is, that's a pretty powerful word. I'm trying to think how I can articulate this. It's almost like there's a pattern of, I'm not really doing what I need to be doing. I mean, I might be in a fraction of it, but I'm not fully there because I'm almost trying so hard to please too many other people and not just listening to this internal, because our internal space doesn't always have, we don't have goals and strategies and, you know, all of that stuff in our inner being. I mean, that's kind of, I'm thinking this as I go. This is why I write, because it's really hard to think on my feet. But that's the thing that keeps coming up is, and I think it, and it's interesting because I can see in my visualize a huge block that is in the way because of that.
I have a question for you from what you just said.
Okay.
And this was coming up for me as you were talking. So how you're telling the story is a pattern. And my question to you would be in regards to flexible and who in your life has influenced you that perhaps was not flexible, or it does not have the capability to be the flexible you would feel better about, and then in moving forward with what you really want.
So in terms of someone that was, oh yeah, I can think of exactly who that person is.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So there, so that's the part where you're stuck is then you need to work with that. It's like a wounding.
Right.
Right. So there's some work to do around that. You bought into that belief of that person that put these beliefs onto you.
Yes. From the perspective of, if you do this, this, and this, and this, all is good. But if you do that, that, and that, and that.
So you're telling the story from that person's perspective.
Exactly.
And not from Robin's perspective.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, which confirms for me when I said the flexible, I was feeling like that's what you're doing. You flex to what that person, perhaps you're trying to live through the eyes of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're becoming rigid for what your soul really wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also goes right back to what happened earlier, that feeling. And it's so fascinating because when we talk about things like this, the adult in me is very aware, but it is definitely, I can almost see this kid, little girl, jumping up and down and saying, pay attention. Isn't this good? Isn't this great? You
know? Yeah.
It's a pretty fascinating. It's interesting. This is interesting. This story is definitely an old story. I mean, I've experienced therapy, you know, my own writing and so on and so forth. And I would love to get unstuck from that. Because I do, the more you and I are talking as well, I think this oracle reading came at a very good time in my life, in the sense that I really, you know, at 61 years old, you're not distracted by other things. You know, I have the luxury and the wonderful opportunity, and I can feel some barrier needs to get broken.
Yes.
I feel it.
So let me just add what I believe, and you can take what resonates for you, what doesn't, just let it go. But when we look at what's already come up for you in your reading, and we look at universally, collectively, what we've gone through as a planet this year, it's really been a big call to pause, to go inward, and to really look at where that patterning has come from, where that wounding has come from, and then begin to do the work to heal that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, not judging like our ancestors or the people in our life that are doing the best that they can,
mm-hmm.
and just forgiving them for that, in order that we can move forward and live. I mean, this is what we're moving into. Like I said to you earlier, we're moving into more of a time that isn't, that we're so, everything's so forced and everything's very materialistic, consumerism. We're moving more into a divine feminine flow of following, you know, the creative sparks in our heart,
mm-hmm.
And allowing that to guide us. But it takes work to do that, because this has been going on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Right,
and
I
offer this as some insight and some wisdom to know that you aren't alone, to know that you can do this work. You already are. You're doing it right now. You're doing it right now. You have these recognitions, this awareness. And once you become aware, you can start to work with it, so you can start to let go of it too.
And I think one of the things you said is very poignant too, is that I think the way this year of 2020 has been, is I think many of us, perhaps not all of us, but so many of us are very aware of the things that are no longer serving us and are desperate to find a way past that.
And I totally believe, and I'll believe this till the day I die, I'm sure, it begins at home. It begins in our own hearts. It begins with our own inner work. I totally believe it's the only way.
I agree.
It's the only way.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Awesome. Good. You are doing awesome, Robin. This is really good. And I think you can feel like the more that you participate, the more, because that's, you know, it's really about giving voice to those things, because we feel like we're supposed to just hold it in. And like you had started out earlier saying, I don't want to be negative.
Right.
That's a belief too. That's a limited belief. It's not negative. It's, I got to get this stuff out. You know,
it's so funny. I would love to know how many women, because especially of my age, where we were raised to be, if we were good people, we were smiling, we weren't rocking the boat. I mean, I can even remember being told, why are you worrying about that? That's such a small thing. So that you do, and you embody all of that as well. I can't express that. And of course we all are human. So
this has been years and years and years and years. I really want to say to you again, and thank you for the willingness to, you know, to do this reading and to look at this, because, you know, you're going to encourage other people to do the same, other women to do the same. It's a story I hear often. It's a story I've lived my own life, and I still have things I deal with myself. But I think the more we can give voice to that, and it does that mean you have to go out and shout it in the middle of the street? No, you know, find one person you can give voice to that which is painful for you.
Right.
And there's something about releasing that. And I know from my own experience that finally releasing what my wounding was made a huge shift in my life just by getting that out from in there, you know?
No, you're 100% right. It's like, I mean, we all know, you know, that through our lives, those things that we don't let out, they harm us. They don't just hold us back. They actually physically harm us over time.
Yeah. All right. So the story is about taking off the mask. Mm-hmm. And how are you telling the story? Is an old pattern of not being flexible, being too rigid. Mm-hmm. And how can you shift the narrative? That is going to be the next.
Interesting.
The next card. Well, I should say the final card for these three, and then we're going to pull an animal card. And what I'm going to do also, Robin, we hang up today, what I do is I take a picture of the cards.
Okay.
And I'll just do a very brief write-up in a PDF, and I send that to you, so you'll have that to keep.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And to reflect on, too.
Thank you.
Because the cards will continue to speak to you. You'll continue to get insight. All right. How can I shift the narrative? How can Robin shift the narrative? Oh. So I did pull this one in protection also in reversed.
Okay.
But it's a leg up. I love this one because I see this as how can I shift the narrative? Exactly what I just said. what I said before about a leg up. Not a leg up, but what I said before about, you know, it's about surrounding ourselves with other women perhaps who feel the same way. Finding that one person that you can share more of what's coming up for you. Perhaps it's journaling. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it's recording yourself and then listening to your voice back about what really pisses you off. And, you know, and getting that anger up and out is going to help you to shift that narrative, to make you stronger, to take that mask off, and live that life that you know your soul wants to live and how it wants to make a difference. We all need help with that. We all need help in some shape or form. And I think, too, as a society, we're too afraid to ask for help, that means we're weak.
Yep.
But we're not. So in order to shift the narrative, it's going to be really important for you to continue to reach out. And I just want to share a little bit of insight with you in regards to that in my own life that I hope will help you. Is as I was healing my childhood wound a couple years ago, what I ended up doing is what I went with the flow of what felt right for me next. Right. You know, like I had finally given voice to my pain. I'm trying to think how it all unfolded, but you know, then I remembered I did some transformational breath work session. I did journaling, I worked with the oracle cards, but I just followed, I really paid attention to how my body was feeling and then what felt right to do next that would help me on my healing journey. So this being a leg up for you is to follow that intuitiveness inside of yourself too, but to continue to reach out perhaps, you know, to others that can help you with that healing. Does that resonate for you?
It especially does, because I'm a communicator in the sense that how I process the world is through talking, anything creative, talking, writing. And so the challenge in the asking for help is exactly, I mean, when you said, you know, we're seen as weak, or weak is probably the best word, I think, or the best definition that conjures up something negative in me, is also the very thing I try to give other people, because I know how it feels to feel that this very real pain, or, you know, I suffer from anxiety. I'll just use that as an example. And for years I kept that quiet. My therapist knew. I didn't even tell my current, you know, my husband. I mean, he kind of probably figured it out, but I didn't actually sit down and talk to him about it, right away. And the point I'm trying to make is the more I talked about it and the more I expressed it, my anxiety, of course, this is who I am, but it started to go way down.
Yeah.
So that the key though was finding the right people. It's like you said earlier, it's not something you want to run out and yell to the mountaintops. On the other hand, I do have a very hard time asking for help. I definitely have a hard time asking for help.
So that's how you're going to shift this narrative, is that you continue. Because the fact was, the card was in the protection upside down, meaning that is a hard thing for you to do.
Okay.
That you resist that. But in order to shift that narrative, you're going to need to ask for the help. Something else that I was really hearing as you were speaking, that was just kept going round and round in my head, because I know about your work with your podcast, sharing women's stories, and then your photography work. And then your question being, what is it I need to know about my need to make a difference and a leg up? Every time you could tell me if this is correct or not, but every time you tell a story through your podcast and through your photography, you are learning something from that, are you not? That's helping shift your narrative.
Oh, yeah.
And right there, that fulfills your need to make a difference.
It's true. It's so, I mean, that's how everything started. It was exactly that, knowing that there were so many things we as women don't talk about. It was really, I mean, in a nutshell. And knowing that when I would find those people, like that car, you know, that were in full recognition that it's not right that we're not talking, it gave me far more than I think. I mean, I always think I'm getting way more than the people in my audience, you know, whether it's with the blog, the podcast, and then my work as a photographer. I always feel that I am gifted. Do you know what I mean? Like that I am being given a gift.
I do. At the same time, I also want to just share some insight in that how you said, and this is all relating to the leg up card, is it's important for us to talk and get this out. And your work in making a difference is you are holding the most incredibly beautiful space for women to share their stories on your podcast. I'm not just saying this, honestly. I'm saying this in relation to your question and how the cards are coming out here. To, you know, it's like a validation confirmation of the question that we're working with. So you are holding space for these women you do the podcast for to express their story and their voice to help other women, along with your photography. And then the fact that your card was in the protection about not accepting somebody else to hold space for you.
Ah, yeah.
And as we started out today, I gifted you this oracle reading because you gifted me the opportunity to be on your program.
Right.
To hear my story. And your willingness to do this reading was your willingness to have space held for you. So you just did it. You did it. At the same time, you're making a difference for other women to see how this process can unfold and how it can help move them forward.
I think you, and it's so funny, it's you. I realize, and I am a little emotional, that the very thing we just talked about, having that space held for me, is probably the most powerful thing that can come my way right now. And you also said something else that I'm aware of, is that I'm not always able to accept that. So those are really powerful things for me to continue to consider. And I do, it is true, you know, when you offered this as a gift, because I'd never done it before, I didn't even think about it. And then I don't know if I was reading your social media post, or I don't even actually, to be honest with you, know what it was. I was like, oh, I think I'd really like to do that if, you know, Barb is willing. And I do think women, we are very good at holding space for others. Mm-hmm. We're not very good at filling the need in ourselves. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm articulating this as well as
I would like. Yeah, you absolutely are. Absolutely are. This is very, I mean, we could drill way down with that too. But this is definitely something that I think we all have a certain degree of patterning in us. And I do believe that the more of us that can start to shift this, we're going to be this example for the younger generation. Mm-hmm. Though I think some of the younger generation already got it in place. You know, you know, it's quite interesting. But it's really beautiful what you just all uncovered there. And that, you know, you're so good at listening and observing other women in the work that you do to help make a difference, because that fulfills a need in you. So you need to turn that around onto yourself. Yeah, and the more you do that, the more you're going to add to what you already do. Oh my gosh. I'm like excited for you.
Well, and that's really powerful. It's an interesting way to look at it, because I think, you know, when we talked before we started recording and I was telling you about the voices in my head and all that, there is still, you know, I have this, I think the reason it can be challenging for me, and so, there is a part of me that says it's selfish to need
the feminine. Limited belief. It's a belief from the generation and generations before. Mm-hmm. And we can't get caught up in the blaming and the shaming of that.
No,
we have to look at it as, okay, that doesn't work. That's not where we're going. That doesn't feel right. That's not what my soul is calling me to do. Right. So, but we have to work to heal that. And I really want to just emphasize, too, the fact that earlier you had brought up, like, the inner child. So this is really about taking that little girl by the hand and saying, we can do this. And yeah. I'm gonna listen to you, all parts of you, the angry parts, the sad parts, the scared parts. And I'm gonna listen to you, and I'm gonna hug you and tell you how great you are that I may not have gotten when I was a little girl.
Yep. It's dead on. You're really good at what you do.
Well, I think it comes from experience.
Yeah.
It comes from experience and having done the personal work myself, and I continue to do it, you know. All right. So let's pull an animal card.
Okay.
So the animal is going to guide you as you continue to be in this amazingly beautiful awareness that you've come to today. In this short time, look at.
I know.
In under an hour, look what you came to.
It's a lovely thing when someone, you decide you're ready to let someone else hold space for you.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Yes. All right. Let's see. I'm feeling like the bottom card. Oh, perfect. This is my favorite part of the reading because the animals are always spot on. It's grasshopper spirit.
Okay.
Take a leap of faith.
Oh, I love it.
Need I say anything else? No. I mean, it's right there. It's right there.
It's funny. I'm writing that down because...
Does grasshopper have any significance in your life by any chance?
No, not quite like what I am very drawn to are dragonflies. In fact, I have one tattooed on my back. And actually, no, it's really real, on my shoulder. For the reason, obviously they're beautiful, but I can see the similarity because sometimes I will see a grasshopper and I think it's a dragonfly. Yeah, and it's not. But there's a lot of similarities and wings and all that kind of thing. What's really interesting to me is how you said leap of faith. And I used to, I've had so many different iterations, work I did, I don't know, about 8 years ago, I did under the title of Permission to Leap. And it came from actually somewhat similar work that you and I are doing today. That what I was most longing for was what I most longed to give.
Mm.
So that is, I will revere the grasshoppers now.
Yes. Well, and I love the grasshopper because I'm going to just read your question again, or the question we had formed was, what is it I need to know about my need to make a difference? You're going to take that mask off and you're going to take that leap of faith and you're going to continue. And those voices are going to come up. And when they do, you're going to love that little girl within you and say, we got this. We can do this.
Yeah.
I also just want to add in there, there's probably going to be forgiveness work in there that you need to do.
Yeah.
Because that can help, that can actually help you take a bigger leap forward. So yeah, beautiful. I love that you could see the dragonfly and the grasshopper sort of similar, because I felt that too. I feel that too with both those insects. So wow, Robin, that was amazing. Wow.
So when you
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So, like I said before, what I'm going to do is I'll take a picture of the cards and I'll put it in a PDF. I'll do just a very brief write-up of each one as to their meaning regarding around your question. And then just allow it to percolate. Just continue to simmer in those cards. Your journaler, which is great. Journal out what, if something comes to you, put it in your journal. And right. I love what you said earlier. Because that's really cool. When you can go back and look what you've written in your journal, you start to see a pattern. So the more that you can do that, the more that you're going to recognize that pattern, and the more you're going to catch yourself when you start to go to that place. And then I just want to invite you to think about how you can use what you learned today to help move you forward. And then also perhaps maybe think about, I don't even want to say actionable step because I'm feeling like that's too forcing, but what step that you can take to move forward? And perhaps it's not even a really, it might just be being with what has unfolded today, and just allowing that to open new space within you. It might not be like, you know, when I think of actions, like, go on, do some, you know, I don't even know that that's it for you.
I think I like how you did have a little bit of a disclaimer with that, because I do think I'm pretty good at writing down those action steps. You know, we need to do this to get here. What came to mind when you were saying that was, for me, I think it's going to be more of a letting go versus, I think I said this at the beginning of our session today, it's very clearly come to me that I'm very grateful for, because the work I have done has brought me, it's brought me into contact with women like you and many others. So I don't want to discount, I don't mean to say this in a way that is discounting all the things I've already put into place. However, I think that there is a part of my brain, because it's been so connected to all these stories, that when I'm uncertain or maybe not seeing or sensing those connections immediately, that goes into, well, this is what you're supposed to be doing for your social media. This is what you're supposed, instead of saying, what do I want to do today?
Yeah. I've had this conversation with a few women lately, mm-hmm. about how we feel exactly the same way. And something that I've been trying to do in my life is just like, I try not to have too much of a to-do list anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm like you. And I think a lot of us are, we have this checklist and then we feel accomplished. Oh, we made a difference because we checked this all off.
Yep.
But then we still feel like crap. Well, what the heck is that? Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like trying to follow, okay, today I feel like making this art piece. Who knows what that art piece is going to lead to, but at the same time, don't put that pressure on it. Just follow that thread of curiosity, the thread of curiosity, that thread of that flow that our soul is calling us to do.
And when we are able to really do that, it's funny because I have been trying to do that the last few weeks. I just, it's not a crazy busy time for me. Most people have, they're checked out. I know you also do artwork and art journaling, and I do that. I also have been exploring with some painting. I don't consider myself a painter. I don't want to be a painter. I don't mm-hmm. want to be an art journaler. When I just let it go and just see what's going to happen if I try this or I try that, I can't tell you how many times something beautiful will happen.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at two paintings over there, so I keep looking that way. But one, I tried to manipulate. My head got into the game.
Right.
I think it's horrible. It's just because it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not a true expression. It is a check on the to-do list, if you will.
Right. That's why I hesitated when I said about the actionable step, because I really see your reading, just to like bring this all together. I really see your reading as this is inside work. Mm-hmm. This is about Robin being with Robin and that little Robin within you. Isn't that a beautiful, I think of this sweet little bird. Like you just have to nurture that little bird within you. And as you do that, whatever is supposed to happen next is going to present itself. It's going to present itself. And that's going to feel so much more authentic, and that's going to, maybe that need for making a difference won't be as pronounced, because you'll just know.
Yes.
You'll just know, right?
That's where I want to go.
All right. Well, you're already on your way. So I guess I just want to end with the reading today. Just making sure, does this feel complete for now? The reading that we did, and
it feels wonderful, and I do hope that many, I'm glad that we recorded it. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of personal things that I have shared here, and but I feel, I know I'm not unusual, I know I'm special, because we're all special, but I'm not unusual, and I know that there are many women that could benefit from having space held for them as you have just done for me.
Absolutely.
And understand what this actually is in a tangible way, I think is super helpful. And that's why I wanted to, with your agreement, record this. I think as we, as we do start to wrap things up, I think there will be women that will hear this and are going to want to reach out to you. I imagine I'll put your contact info.
Yeah, they could just reach out to me via my website, which is joyfulpaws.com, or just my name, barbaratuckle.com. Either one will get you there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I do offer two types of readings as far as I have wisdom in the pause, which is more what we did today, P-A-U-S-E, which okay. is a reading just for you. But I also have a big heart for animals and the relationship between people and their pets, trying to help them live in balance and harmony. So I also have wisdom in the pause readings, P-A-W-S, which is for you and your pet if there's okay. a challenge that you're feeling or struggling through. So
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. And well, I just want to say thank you again for having the willingness to open yourself to having a reading. And you went pretty deep today. So I think that was beautiful, not only for yourself, but to give other women permission to do the same thing. Yeah.
Well, it's really fascinating when you really think about it. When I think about how the universe, or whatever however you want to phrase it, there really are no missteps, and the connection
no coincidences, right?
So this was really a very powerful for me. This was very powerful in the sense that it wasn't something that was crazy surprising for me. It was more like, I liked what you were saying earlier about bringing, I think you said, intuition all the way up and out. Maybe I'm not saying it exactly.
No, that's beautiful. Cause it's stuck. I mean, cause that's, it's stuck.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Cause we've pushed it down. We've been conditioned to believe that we have to think from our analytical mind. And that mm-hmm. has been the whole struggle, and it's shifting. I feel it, and I know the more I do my own inner work, the more I feel that, and the more that I can live from that space too, which feels in alignment with where I'm supposed to be.
And that's the perfect word, alignment, because it is yes. the most beautiful place to be in the world. It doesn't mean freedom from pain or any of those other things, but what it, right. for me, what it means is I am at peace.
Yes.
Because I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I know I'm where I'm supposed to be.
And you have to work through all of that stuff in order to come to that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My work continues. Thank you.
Mine too. You're not alone, sister. You're not alone.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Robin. This was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb.